Alright. Tell me about our cryptid.
Alright.
Wait, are we gonna like
introduce? Just say hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Alright, hi, I'm Patty and this is Megan.
Hello.
And this is Cryptid Addicted.
Yes, as Patty said, this is Cryptid Addicted, where basically we talk about cryptozoology. And I'm all up about it.
What is cryptozoology, Megan? Please tell us.
I'm so happy you asked. Okay, so cryptozoology, for those who don't know, is the study of creatures and animals that are not yet proven or scientifically categorized. Yeah.
Yes.
So think Bigfoot, Nessie and shit.
Things that don't exist.
No. Things that haven't been proven to science yet.
Right.
But they also include things that are like unconfirmed distribution of animals. So like if a kangaroo turned up in India.
Oh, that would be a cryptid.
That would be a cryptid. If people are like, there's kangaroos in India. And they're like, no, there's not.
You mean like bounced like a small group of kangaroos existing normally in India, yes. Not like one washes up on the shore.
Yeah, like escapes from a zoo or something.
Okay.
And it also is the unverified existence of animals thought to be extinct. So like dinosaurs in Tokyo.
I see. Would it count like if we found a Tasmanian devil, would that be a cryptid? Or would that, it has to be really extinct?
Tasmanian devils exist.
Oh shit. Not those then, the other ones.
They're in the zoo.
Tigers. Tasmanian tigers. Yes. That would be a cryptid if we
because
found
they 100%
one.
Exist. And that will be in later episode because
I am so. Okay, alright.
So basically, I believe in cryptids and Patty is wrong.
All of them?
Yes.
That, like, so, you gotta be wrong a bit, right? Like, what are the odds that all of them... Okay, anyway. Yeah, and I am inclined not to believe in them, but I'm open to believing in them.
Oh, that's good.
If any actual proof could be marshaled.
I'm not open to not thinking they don't exist.
Okay, so you're a bigot and I'm reasonable. That's been established.
Sure. Okay, so, well, first of all, I'll start with some proof that we don't know at all. So some cryptids that were once thought to be not real and have proven to be real. Proof that it can happen at any time.
All right. Go on.
Giant squid. You had like the kraken.
That's true. That would have one
real
time
thing.
Been like a semi-mythical creature.
Yep.
Right.
Nuts
okay.
And stuff.
All right.
Have you heard of the coelacanth?
It rings a bell.
So there were like these fish. They are these fish that have like kind of walk on the bottom of the water and they're really, really far down and they existed millions of years ago and they were like obviously extinct.
Okay.
They're in the fossil records.
Okay.
And then we randomly discovered some. And they're totally alive
so like
in the ocean.
Fish with legs that walk on
well, no,
the
they're
sea.
Fins, but they kind of use them to walk.
Okay.
Yep, they exist. Obviously the platypus. People thought it was a hoax.
I feel very outgunned here.
Because I've got...
You have your iPad full of research, and I'm just like, eh. All right.
Well, because I need...
The platypus, that's right. And I a little factoid, because you have actual facts, and I'm just trying to remember things. I am told that when the platypus was first discovered in Australia, they went back to England and were like, there's this crazy creature with like a bill and like the rest looks like a platypus. And they were not believed. And they brought specimens back and they were like, you just sewed these together.
Yeah, like
ship.
A duck's bill and a beaver's butt.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, right, sorry.
Proven.
On.
Giant panda. I read that somewhere. Mountain gorillas. They were like, there's these men in the mountains... Hairy men, and they were like, you're an idiot. There's no hairy men in the mountains. Mountain gorillas.
Are they gorillas or are they like people?
No, they're you know, gorillas, the animal.
Oh, people didn't believe in gorillas.
People didn't believe they existed.
Anyway, I got to stop you here. Because,
okay.
Like, already, what is the difference between animals that we just haven't discovered yet, which they surely are, and cryptids?
Nothing. Really?
Well, then, of course, I agree with you that there are cryptids in the sense of, like, animals we haven't discovered yet, because we haven't been everywhere yet.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, exactly.
So if I discover a new kind of hummingbird, then you're like, whoa, cryptids exist! Fuck you, Patty, you idiot!
No. Loch Ness monster.
They have to be, like...
There's something in the Loch Ness.
Yeah. No. I think you're wrong, but that would count as a cryptid, we both agree, right?
Yes.
Because that's
whatever
a totally causing... weird thing.
Yes.
That you wouldn't... think it's like implausible that sort of thing could exist.
Yes.
Whereas if you're like, oh, I bet there are other kinds of lady beetles we don't know about,
that's,
like,
not,
that's not implausible. Okay,
correct.
Okay, so it's a bit
correct.
Of a foggy definition, but it has to be something like a bit crazy.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
A bit
where there's
implausible.
A substantial amount of people who think that doesn't exist.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
I.e. yourself.
Good stuff.
And then I've got another one, but fuck it. Okay, so I'm going to get to the cryptid of the episode.
Okay.
And I'm going to say
I don't know what this is, by the way.
Yes, Paddy has no idea because I didn't want him to do research.
That's right. I'm supposed to be the uninformed skeptic.
Yeah. All right. So it's called the Lagerflotsammeer.
That obviously doesn't exist. No, what is...
It's Icelandic.
I would have guessed. All right.
And basically, I'll get to what it is, but I've had to put the names of things phonetically, so I hope I'm pronouncing things correctly.
Okay.
So I'll show you how it's spelled.
Okay, the phonetic spelling is lager, as in beer, flots, as in flotsam, som, as in, like, somber, and mure, as in, I don't know what, as like, M-U-R-E, as in that. Okay, so
lager
what is it all together?
Lagerflotsammeer.
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 Yeah, right.
Obvious.
So, it's in Iceland, in the eastern part, at a town called A.L. Star... Oh, no.
Okay, let's just... let's
have to
abandon
this, right.
This. Have you spelled every
A-L
name?
A.L. Stardale.
You have.
just
this is serious research. You've gone through and typed out a bunch of Icelandic
terms.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Phonetically. All right.
A.L. Stardale.
Okay.
Okay?
Sorry to our Icelandic viewers, if
Please,
there are any.
Forgive me.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the lake itself is called Lagerflots. And the worm... Oh, oops, I've just spoiled something. So it's often to refer
worm.
To as the worm.
The worm.
The worm.
Okay.
Or the worm, as in, like, you know, the dragon sort of thing.
Oh, like
but
W-Y-R-M.
It's meant to be, yeah, but it's meant to be the worm, like, wriggly worm.
Like a wriggly worm, okay.
So Lagerflotsammeer is, like, the worm
of the lake.
Of Lagerflots.
Okay, and Lagerflots is a lake?
Yes.
Ah, so it's a lake worm.
Yes, so it is a lake worm.
All right.
Lake monster. So it is long, worm-like, has many humps and a long neck. And apparently whiskers, but I don't think
How does
that's...
a worm have humps?
Like, you know...
But camels have humps,
no,
because they're
like
a solid thing.
It, like, if it was coming out of the water, it had humps with its back.
So it's a worm that can make itself humped.
It's a big worm.
Like, if you laid it out flat, would it have little bumps?
If you laid it out flat, it would not be humpy.
So it's just a worm. Why do you add that it has humps?
Because it can create many humps.
Like every worm.
Yeah,
or
like
snake.
Every worm.
Okay,
all right, exactly.
Sorry. Okay.
So, if you're familiar with other cryptids, which you're not, but other people may be, it's similar to the Ogopogo in Canada and the Mongolian death worm, but aquatic, because the Mongolian death worm is not aquatic.
Okay.
So, today, it is generally agreed that it's around 20 to 30 feet long. However, in ancient folklore stories, it is said to stretch from one side of the lake to the other.
Well, that seems impractical.
Well...
Okay, all
so
right.
That's around 30.
So it's a very long one. That's why
it's a
cryptid.
Massive long. Yeah,
because I would believe that there are worms in the lake.
Oh, it's huge.
It's
not
a huge.
Little...
Okay, it's a weird.
I'll tell you the story.
Oh, this is okay. Good. There's a story.
There's a story. It's always a story.
Cool.
So it's a pinky brown.
All
right, we're gonna
we pause. We're gonna pour drinks. Oh, I don't. Do we have any more gin?
Gin is here.
All right, and we're back. Sorry to our viewers about that. We are drinking gin.
And tonic.
And tonic,
that's
yes.
Not
just gin.
Yeah, they're not monsters.
Yeah.
But what is a monster is the Lagerflotsammeer.
Killer segue. All right.
So yeah, it's in ancient folklore, it was about 30 kilometers in length.
That's so obviously a lie.
No, but now it's around 20 to 30
feet.
Oh, it's
shrunk.
Yeah.
By like 100
yeah.
times.
You'll understand
okay.
in time, in due course.
Okay, sorry.
So,
be a more humble pupil.
It's thin and streamlined. It has slight ridges and wrap around its body like an earthworm. You know how like an earthworm kind of has those ridges.
Yeah, cool.
It doesn't have any limbs.
It doesn't. Obviously, it's made up, right? But the stories say it does. That's a weird. Okay.
I'm telling you.
Point in your favor. It is weird that the stories would be that specific. Like, why would you make up that it has ridges?
Because people saw it and said,
"Yeah, no,
hey,
that's what I'm
has...
saying." This is a point for you. Like, it's
yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
That was a weird interruption. Go
no,
on.
No, I love it. I've said that. It doesn't have any limbs, and its tail and head are rarely seen. So it usually comes out midway, like its back is usually seen in the water.
So usually you see one of the telltale humps.
Humps, exactly, like an arch in the water.
All right.
However, if you did see its face, it would have a circular row of sharp teeth. Kind of like a beefed up lamprey, if you know what a lamprey is.
Yeah.
I've got a picture.
Oh god, lampreys are terrifying. Ah, okay. Yeah, so yeah, lampreys like are scary. Mm-hmm. All right. Google lamprey if you can.
Yeah, or don't. Because it's not nice.
Kind of like that Star Wars asteroid worm. They're like...
Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, but some other people say that it has a head like a horse, but I think they're getting mixed up with a different Icelandic mythological beast.
Beast.
Yeah. So there's some other myth with a horse.
Well, who are these some people?
Icelandic people.
Is it also a lake horse spirit?
There is a lake horse spirit,
oh.
And I think they're getting confused, and they're saying it has a horse head, but
I see this
that's a different... That's
this is a whole menagerie of
that's
mythical creatures cantering around
this. We're not doing spirits or ghosts, okay. Just by the way.
those obviously don't exist.
No, they are completely existing, but I don't want to go near them, because, you know, a lager flotsamere is not going to sneak up on me while I'm sleeping and freak me out, but a ghost can go anywhere, so I'm not going to antagonize them.
What if you're sleeping on a boat on lager flotsam?
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm home.
Okay. All right.
Anyway. All right. So, basically, in summary, what it looks like, body like a giant earthworm and mouth like a
lamprey. Or possibly a horse, but probably not.
No, that's lies.
Probably just Icelandic confusion.
Let's separate fact from fiction.
From fiction. That's right. Obviously the well-known horse ghost that lives near here.
I'm letting you know. Okay. All right, so the environment. So Lagerflots is basically a landlocked giant glacial lake.
Okay.
On one end, there's massive glaciers and it feeds down into the lake, and on the other end there's a series of waterfalls until it hits the ocean, right? So it's landlocked.
Okay.
So there's nothing swimming up from
sea. Does that mean, like, as global warming, like, gets worse, like, this is gonna get more and more water in this lake, it might, like, overflow its boundaries at some point,
yeah,
and
probably.
We can just, like, go see if there's a huge 30 kilometer worm in there. Oh, sorry, 30 meter worm.
But the water's getting more, so it wouldn't have more space to hide.
No, yeah, that's true. That's dumb of me. Sorry.
Keep it
strike
in.
Strike that from the record.
Put it in. Underline it three times. All right. So,
okay.
Basically.
Right. Go on.
It's traditionally a sort of milky grey-green hue from, like, the glacial flower that's sort of carried down, but recent damming developments...
Flower is in, like, the...
It's
white thing you make
cakes with, glacial
like?
Flour. It must be some sort of fancy...
Like O-U-R or O-W-E-R?
Flour, like baking flour.
This glacial flour?
Alright, I just copied
okay,
and pasted
this. Sorry, alright.
But recent...
I'm just curious that that's a thing.
Yes.
Right, that's a verified thing.
Because I've
thing.
Got it written down here.
Okay, alright, yeah. You make it, raise some good points.
Mm. Recent damming developments at the river's base has made it a slightly more brown color. Okay, that's not even slightly interesting.
Please tell us about Icelandic damming projects.
They suck because the worm doesn't like it.
Okay.
Right. It measures 53 square kilometers and is 25 kilometers long.
The lake?
Yes.
Okay.
And its greatest width is 2.5 kilometers and its greatest depth is 112 meters. So... Huge.
Big
Something
lake.
Can live in it.
Big old lake. Okay.
Something can definitely live in it.
Okay.
Oh, actually, the lake is around the same size as the Loch Ness. So, where Nessie lives. So, you know,
coincidence?
Oh, I've got a picture.
How
for
could
you.
It be? Okay.
It's kind of milky.
I'm looking at the picture. It's kind of a browny, milky thing.
Yeah, milky.
Like the worm.
Like the flower.
Like. Okay.
I got this.
I'm going to look that up afterwards because it amuses me that there's glacial flower.
So other wildlife there is salmon and small fish, but apparently...
Does it feed off those, allegedly?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it does.
It does, because that's what they do. And,
Wait, they? Oh, yeah, is that one
or
many?
There's many. I'm going to say many.
Because it would be weird if those...
I'm going to say many because this, I'll go into it, but this has been around for fucking ages. So they've got to be reproducing and having spawn.
Ah, right.
It's not just one old thing.
One immortal.
That's just stupid.
One. That's implausible.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But yeah, locals think that the fish from this lake are inedible because of this sort of superstition. Inedible. Like, you can't eat them.
If they're inedible, how does the cryptid survive?
No, the humans can't eat them.
Oh, they don't eat them
because...
It's
like respect.
Oh, respect to the worm.
Something like that. Respect.
Okay.
They just leave it alone.
What's the worm going to do? Like, it's
not have food.
Aquatic, right?
I don't know, they don't want to take
it. Okay, all right, okay. I got respect for this worm that apparently exists.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, cool.
So the folklore, so how this worm came about. Basically, as the story goes, a young girl living at a farm by the lake received a gold ring as a gift from her mother.
Okay.
She asked what to do with the ring, and the mother said to put it in a chest with a worm. Some people say it's a slug or a snake, but they're wrong.
Like a regular worm?
Like an earthworm.
An earthworm, oh, okay. All right.
And so she got told to... I'm going to have to sign here. She got told to put the worm in like the ring.
that's the hand sign you wanted to go with? Worm in a ring. I'll leave the listeners to imagine what hand sign I've just witnessed.
I can't do it any other way.
And the worm went in and out of the ring, and it just... Oh, God! Stop it! Okay,
stop
so...
Stop that now. Okay, so the worm went in the ring. So they put the ring around the worm. Okay. And it said, as the worm grows, the gold will grow with it, and you'll get more gold.
Obviously.
Obviously. False. So she put the worm and the ring in the chest at the foot of her bed, went to sleep... Next morning, woke up, she found the wooden chest cracked open and the huge worm now wriggling around like crazy with the ring around it. She got terrified of the giant worm and she grabbed everything, like the chest and everything, and threw it into the lake and hoped that was the end of it.
Wait, did she make a ton of gold? Did the gold grow?
No, I mean, the gold didn't really grow much. But it was like some crazy ass mouth, like big worm, maybe like a meter. No, she couldn't carry a meter. Some big worm, like not an earthworm.
Wait, how wide?
How wide what?
Because... Because already, like, if the worm is in a normal-sized ring, then it can't grow wider than the ring.
That's a lot of gin you've put in my drink.
We could swap if you like. Do you want to swap?
No.
Because this one's also slightly taller and I would like more. But is it too strong?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. What was your question about
wings? My question is, like, so according to the story, there's a normal golden ring.
Yes.
With a normal worm in it.
Yes.
Okay. Already, that's not how you create new big creatures.
These are old people. I mean, olden days.
It's not like evolution didn't work 100,000 years ago.
No, she wasn't trying to create a new creature. Wait.
I thought that was the story.
She wasn't trying to create a worm monster. She thought the worm would grow...
With the gold.
And stretch the gold ring with its growing body.
Oh, okay.
Just like a normal size worm growing a bit bigger, right? But it went mental and grew really, really big.
Oh, wait, so the worm is strapped to the inside of the ring.
It's like, pretend the worm is the finger, and the ring has gone around it.
How fat of a worm is this?
She's a little girl, she's probably got a small finger,
a small ring. Okay, all right. No, so here's my question then.
Oh my god.
So the worm actually becomes a huge worm.
Yes.
Which is not what she anticipated.
Yes.
Like, so, presumably a very wide worm as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it becomes so wide, what happened to the ring that was around it?
Oh, it was...
Did the ring
burst?
It was
with it as well. No, it came...
Or did the ring become
it.
Really large and she got more gold?
The ring came really large, but the worm was like a scary-ass motherfucker, so she just freaked
she
out
threw
and
it
threw
all,
it away.
She threw a gold
threw
away.
Threw it all away. She's not going to wrestle...
Idiot Icelandic girl.
Oh.
Threw away... No,
she's
actually
not
smart.
With the
she...
thing. Do you want to see the Slam Parade photo again?
I'm sorry. All right. Go. Continue.
Okay. So, she hoped that was the end of it, but it wasn't. The worm grew and grew until it became the monster we know today.
Okay.
So the monster would terrorize the region and was apparently capable of blowing poisonous fumes and wreaking havoc on whim.
Oh, poisonous fumes.
But
that's
this
a cool
is like folklore, spell. Right?
Oh, this is obviously garbage. So why are we bringing it up?
Because this is how the region, like,
oh,
the region of
it.
The animal.
Okay.
Like, right. How the worm was created in Icelandic folklore.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that.
It is a bit fantastical, but it's good to know.
Okay.
And it shows that this has been around for fucking ages as well. This is not, like, 20th century hullabaloo.
Okay, so this is a serious cryptid.
They're all serious cryptids.
Okay, but this is a particularly, like, old serious cryptid. This isn't, like, Bigfoot's newish, right?
Yeah, it's newish.
Yeah, okay.
Serious cryptid, though.
This is some, like, ancient Nordic cryptid
shit.
Yes,
this is, like, why would they lie to us sort of thing.
I'm gonna let that one slide. let's just carry on.
So, the monster is usually considered to foreshadow great misfortunes or natural disasters like earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. This is Iceland.
Okay, more oldie time shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's a meteor. The king's gonna, like, lose his head soon or something, right?
Yeah, and didn't they?
No. No, the meteor's totally unconnected to, like...
Well, not to the dinosaurs.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, so anyway, a quote from the records, which is actually a little poem about it. The worm now heavy... Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, you started talking and I got distracted.
You say sorry? It wasn't that much gin, I don't think. All right.
Quote from the records. The worm now heaved its ugly hump above the lake and shook its rump 28 yards, as plain to tell as the number of portals into hell.
Wow.
So the portals are like the worm coming up and out, and they're like, you know, arches
right.
in the water.
Crazy.
So it goes on, basically, helpless against the beast, the farmers in the area called on the help of two Finns, which are basically shamans in the, the area.
Not Finnish people.
No.
Okay.
To contain the beast with spells and witchcraft. The Finns battled the worm in
obviously,
the lake.
Obviously, the best idea. We've got a huge monster. Call the shamans.
Well, someone's going to do it.
Okay.
So they battled for a long time, and when they emerged, they said they could not overpower the beast, but they had managed to tie its head and its tail to the bottom of the river, to the lake, where the worm would be bound for the end of its days, incapable of harming anyone.
Huh. Well, that's pretty nifty of the shamans.
Yes, well, they're shamans.
How do you tie... nifty folk. How do you tie a worm to the bottom of a lake?
Rope.
But, like, what do you attach the rope to?
Rocks.
Rocks. Okay. All right, that makes sense. Good explanation.
So, unfortunately, I don't have any phonetic spelling of this guy's name.
Oh,
so,
no.
Apologies.
Let's pray he's like a Scotsman or something and not an Icelander.
He's Icelandic.
Ah, fuck.
Helgi is his first name.
That's reasonable.
Hallgrímsson.
Hallgrímsson.
Helgi Hallgrímsson.
Helgi Hallgrímsson. Okay.
Is a 73-year-old. He's a biologist, educated at the University of Göttingen in Germany.
Göttingen, yeah, I know that.
Oh, cool.
That's a place.
Göttingen?
That's real, readers.
Yes, this is all real, readers.
Okay.
Readers?
Listeners. Pardon, listeners. I apologize.
Yeah, he also went to Edinburgh in Scotland. University of Edinburgh in Scotland.
Oh, cool. Another real university.
So he's an expert at the lake.
That's a good one. Both of those are good universities.
Yeah, he's a real guy.
Oh yeah, I was just afraid he was going to go to like, I don't know, Shaman Tafe in like Siberia or
so
something.
So this is a like, yeah, he's 73 around this time in...
What time?
2017.
Oh, right,
so
now.
This is,
like,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
And he explains, he's an expert on a lake, and he explains, we should be careful not to confuse the two. The legends are just that, legends, and the sightings, however, are actual occurrences that need explanation. People see a lot of things in the lake, and when there is no obvious explanation for what that is, people use the worm as an explanation. So that's basically a very, very nice way of saying what I was stumbling through before.
Okay.
That's folklore, and it's, you know, linked, but
okay,
it's not a monster the size of an island. It's a 20 to 30
okay, that makes
monster.
Sense. Wait, but didn't he just say there that, like, the worm is an explanation people jump to for lots and lots of things that you couldn't otherwise explain?
Yeah, so in Iceland, I mean, I'll get to possible explanations later on, but like,
okay,
there's things like not 100% of sightings are going to be the thing, right? That's just not possible. People
okay
are going to see...
So is this like
bubbles.
People have seen like broken trees and stuff and they're like, it must be the worm,
yeah,
the crazy worm?
Yeah.
Or is it like people have seen the worm or some mix of
people
things?
Have seen like broken trees and shit and they're just
okay
like, it's the worm. No, it's a broken tree.
Ah,
but,
oh, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But he's also like saying, but there's people are seeing something that is living and in the lake.
Okay.
Yeah. So like with any cryptid, 100% of the sightings are not going to be accurate.
Yeah.
It's going to be people lying, people drunk, people seeing fairies.
It troubles me that there is a folklore that goes along with it, because, I mean, with Bigfoot, like, before the Bigfoot stories, like, there was no reason to invent a creature like Bigfoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with this, you've got, like, hundreds of years of this story, so if you see some broken tree or something, you have a reason to be, like, to latch on to the crazy worm myth, right?
So like, it troubles you in the sense that you... believe less.
I would be more confident if there had not been a pre-existing myth about the crazy worm.
I see. But what if this crazy worm folklore is because these people were seeing the same thing as today, but they were all like spiritual back then and they were like, oh,
it could be. I'm keeping my hand open to that. But if the evidence alone had suggested a giant worm, that would be like more compelling than if there had been worm stories already floating around for
okay
people to latch on.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, sorry. But go on.
Well, we're going to go into sightings now. Hardcore.
Sightings.
Like, because that was folklore. This is hardcore.
All right.
People seeing sightings.
All right, good.
So there's been sightings for hundreds of years now, with most Icelandic people who live in the area reporting to have seen it or to believe in it.
Okay.
So most Icelandic people believe in this monster.
In the area?
In the area. Probably
okay
in the country.
But how probably?
I feel like I've seen something that was close to 100%.
Okay. Megan's face does not encourage me.
All right, that was the only lie I'm going to say today.
Okay, all
that
right
was lying. I don't know.
Is this just out of interest? I don't know if you know this, but like, the area near the lake, is it like a tiny isolated village or is it like a reasonably large part of Iceland?
It's kind of like there's a village not too far away and then it's mostly farmland.
Okay.
So there is actually a museum dedicated to the worm monster on the banks. Mm. So it's kind of like a little bit of a tourist attraction these days.
Cool.
But that's only recently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look. There's even a museum dedicated to it on the lake bank. All right.
Excellent. Okay.
So the first mention of the cryptid, that isn't this folklore stuff,
mm-hmm.
is from the Icelandic annals.
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 Annals. Definitely not annals.
Can we cut that out?
With your, like, ring thing as well, you are just, you're on a roll.
Right. Of 1345.
Okay.
So the sightings go back to 1345.
But that's the kind of time when people are making shit up, right? Like, people believed in, like, sea monsters and dragons and things.
There are sea monsters.
No, but, like, ones that don't actually exist, probably. Okay, anyway. Okay, so they go back ages.
Ages.
And since then, continuous sightings, like regular sightings.
Yes, correct.
The Icelanders are frequently seeing this thing.
Correct.
Okay, apparently.
Yes. All right. So, inside these annals, which, for if you don't know, are Icelandic records of events from the 13th, 14th century. Basically, I didn't know what they were, so I had to look it up.
Okay.
So there's this quote. There appeared a wonderful thing in Lagerflots, which is believed to have been a living animal. At some times, there seems like a great island, and at others, there appears as many humps, several fathoms apart, with water between them. No one knows the dimensions of the creature, for no one saw its head or its tail. Consecutively, there is no certainty to what it is.
Consequently?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, okay, okay, cool. And this is old timey report.
Yeah, so this is when it's starting to be like written down that people are seeing shit.
Okay.
So 1589. Okay. We're getting to the nitty gritty sightings now. With okay. names and a bishop.
A bishop.
A bishop.
No.
A bishop.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright.
Odur. Einarsson. Odurinarsson. Sorry.
Ooh. I'm confident that's not how it's said.
Odur.
Okay, anyway, is this the bishop?
Odur, the bishop.
Okay.
Basically saw the lake. And the worm.
Did he also see the worm? Or he was like, what a lovely lake.
Yeah. He was at the lake, saw the worm.
Okay.
So, basically, its gigantic body rose from the water, creating a huge fleshy arch. Isn't that lovely?
A fleshy arch.
Yeah.
No, it's not lovely.
I think that's really beautifully written. It rose so far out of the water that it was said that a ship could cruise underneath it with its sail fully erect. That's big.
Erect sails through fleshy arches.
This bishop
has got some pressure that needs relieving. Okay. All right.
Moments later. Its huge body crashed into the water, causing the land to shake nearby. Like a little earthquake. Tremor.
Okay. Alright.
Several nearby farmsteads were so badly damaged that they had to be abandoned and no one has ever lived there since.
Wait, by the shaking of the earth?
Like a little earthquake.
That ruined farmsteads?
Yes.
How fucking heavy is this thing supposed to be?
It was so big a sail ship could go underneath it.
Okay, alright. can we write this one off as like... part and parcel with the, like, there's a 20-kilometer long worm living in the lake. Like, this is obviously made up. This is bullshit.
You'll see that as we go on and we come closer to
Wouldn't
today.
That be picked up today? Wouldn't current people be like, there's a lot of earthquakes from the, like...
There are a lot of earthquakes.
In Iceland.
Yes.
In this region.
Everywhere
yeah, no,
in Iceland.
But they're studied by scientists, right?
Yeah, well...
Okay, all right, go on. Okay.
All right.
So we're including Bishop Boy's word.
Like, yeah, like evidence? I said, you'll see as we go closer to today, they become more and more, like, realistic.
Realistic,
yeah.
Okay.
Closer to what is actually there. Like, Mr. Bishop obviously wanted to impress his friends maybe a little bit.
Okay.
But he saw something crazy.
That makes sense.
All right. Yes. 1639. Inhabitants saw the worm monster often and considered it an omen of harsh weather, loss of sheep to come in the following winter. So
That's
there was
interesting.
Lots of, again, the omen, bad omen thing.
Yeah, and if they're seeing it often enough that they can, like, rely on it to give signs about, like, whether the farming's going to go well or not. Right, they must be seeing it pretty often, yeah. Okay, all right.
During the 18th century, mysterious things were often spotted in the lake, raising its humps repeatedly above the water. In one instance, during the winter one year, the worm was seen with three arches above the water and blew out blue smoke. Well, that's just bullshit.
Yeah, what? It blew smoke.
It blew out blue smoke.
It blew out blue-colored smoke.
Yes.
Right. Is this tied to the poisonous gas it can apparently
blow
out?
Yeah, probably, but I think that's just bullshit.
You think that's all bullshit?
That's just stupid.
That's stupid. Okay.
No one's blowing out blue smoke.
Maybe he's blowing out, like, glacier flour.
Or, like, it's so cold and it has hot... It's hot. Steam. So it has, like, you know, when you have cold breath.
Hot breath. Yeah. Yeah, maybe something like that.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm glad you seem to be getting on board with this.
I'm trying to be open-minded. All right. The bishop is full of shit, though. Like, obviously the bishop is lying.
He should lose his bishop title.
Bishopric, yes.
He's dead now. It's okay. Mm. During the 19th century, sightings continued, with the creature starting to gain more scaled down in appearance. So, like, closer to the real monster. So people started being a bit more.
Would we think the reports are getting more realistic, or like it just shrunk over time?
More realistic.
Okay.
Right. I think people were like, yeah.
Okay, alright, cool.
Ye old big thing.
That makes sense. I guess there are more skeptics nowadays, so you probably like, if you're like, oh, it was 1,000 miles long.
Who's like, well, we'll just.
People are
going
to be like, shut up, Fred. Like, cut it out.
Yeah, we'll just scan the ocean. Oh, yeah. Blake, it's not there. Okay, you're wrong. Anyway, but it's right.
That's something I want to ask you about later. Like, have they scanned the lake?
I don't know. I'll come to it. Maybe. Okay, maybe. Will I? I don't remember.
All right.
So, people reported seeing things that look like clumps of something or an overturned boat in the water. Swimming against the current and against the whim, kind of like an inanimate object wouldn't do. So it wasn't floating with a current, like a boat hull.
Okay, yeah.
And it wasn't just like going with it was swimming against it. And they were wrong like, direction. What the shit is that?
So if it looks kind of like a boat hull, this must be a pretty thick worm, like a meter thick.
Yeah, well, it's generally thought to be 20 to 30 feet long now. So like, it doesn't say anything about thickness, but...
But presumably, like it's not going to be a normal worm thickness over 30 feet.
That's so funny.
It'd be like a weird little tapeworm thing. Mm. No. Okay, all right.
No, that's just a lost tapeworm, yeah. Okay, in 1818, during the winter, the lake froze over. Unexplained snake-like gaps started appearing, stretching from bank to bank like long rifts. So it was kind of like the ice was cracking and something looked like it was using, like cracking the ice to make way for itself to come up to the surface.
Okay. Wait, when was that? 1818?
1818.
Okay.
And now we've got a reverend.
A reverend. We're going up the, like, Catholic hierarchy. Okay.
So Reverend Stefan Arneson.
Arneson. Okay.
Yep. Recounts his experience at 9 a.m. He was stationed on one of the banks that overlooked the lake. Out between the ice shards was something large, dark, and the size of 4 shed loads of... Oh, God. Was the size of... Was the size of 4 sleds loaded with wood lined up side by side.
That's a very specific thing to be like.
This is 1818.
Okay.
They have sleds.
Sleds of wood are common.
So
okay.
4 of them.
4 sled loads of wood.
Side by side. That's how big it was.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Pretty big. And it was between the gaps of ice again.
Okay, alright. So like, this is the size of a hump or something.
Yeah, he saw something weird, dark and large.
Alright.
In 1819, just the next year, in the spring, the worm was seen in the lake beneath the farm Hafusa.
Just give up, I think. Beneath a farm.
Beneath a farm.
Beneath a farm.
It was greyish coloured. No head or limbs were visible. The creature was swimming leisurely up the lake against the current and the slow breeze all the way to...
That sounds kind of nice. Swimming leisurely.
Yeah, it's just...
With a slow breeze.
Just lollygagging.
He's just having a good time.
Right. So it swam all the way up to a place, and then it disappeared.
That's a boring story.
You just liked it with the... Let's not be mean, okay?
So he swam to a place, and then they stopped seeing him.
Yeah, it swam. They saw it.
Okay. Another person saw it.
In 1819. Right. Another person saw it.
The evidence grows.
Exactly.
The case builds.
This unnamed person at this farm that I can't pronounce.
All right.
We'll get more detailed as we go on. This is before the internet, so you forgive me.
I'm just wondering, like... Because, like, assume it didn't exist. Like,
okay.
Whether or not it does. Assume, for the sake of argument, it didn't exist. You've got this myth that there's something in the lake. Surely you're going to get attention seekers making up that they see shit in the lake, right? From
yes.
time to time. You
yes.
would expect that. It would be weird if that didn't happen.
Yes.
how frequently would you expect that if there was actually nothing in the lake? I reckon it's about as frequently as these reports are actually popping up. It's weird that a reverend would say it, because...
And a bishop? You think these guys are just
like... But randos, like, I would expect the occasional rando to be like, oh, the lake monster that I heard legends about, I saw it. Isn't that crazy?
Well, like, this is a long time ago, and obviously there must have been, like, heaps of people seeing it all the time, but they're just not... It just hasn't carried through the years.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see people who have a proven record of trustworthiness claiming to see this thing.
Like a reverend.
Really? Like a guy who believes in, like a made-up guy in the clouds? No, we should cut that out.
God, the next cryptid.
God.
Oh, God. Oh, appropriate. Okay. All right. No, but yeah, to that point, there are sightings that I'll come to where, like, several people at once saw it. So they're not going to all be lying unless you got, like, a really good gang there. But
okay. All right. The reverend, I'm counting that as... that I find that a little convincing.
Okay, good. Because
he's already a guy with a reputation. He doesn't...
Yeah, he's not going to be saying...
He's not
going
to make up that he saw a beast to get, like, a free round at the pub or something. He's
a
reverend.
That's not something God created.
He doesn't even drink, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So, in 1891, a pair of travelers, so two people, possibly four, that's very ambiguous the way that's worded, noticed something that they described as a beast in the lake. It was dark colored and with a back that was broad as a horse's.
This is interesting because these are travelers. These are not people from this region who are raised on the stupid myth.
And this is like before they're shoving that down your throat.
Yeah.
Like it's not commercial.
Does it say where they're from?
Travelers.
Abroad. Okay.
Potentially. Possibly from the other side of Iceland.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay, that's something.
Okay. So they say the monster became narrower towards its head, which they saw, which was small and short, although...
Small and short.
Small and short. Although the ears were large and wide. So this is the first mention of ears. Which I think is bullshit.
Large ears.
Yeah, I'm skeptical about
that. It's like a BFG kind of worm. Big flappy ears on the side of its small, short head. Okay.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Does it say where the travelers were, like, high?
A pair of high travelers? No, yeah. It does not.
Okay.
1891 again, so...
Okay.
I don't think there were drugs back then.
That is wrong.
I know. Okay.
All right.
1962. So we're getting into...
Wait, hang on. So there were 70 years when no one saw it. No one reputable enough to, like, put it in whatever Wikipedia article you read.
They may have seen it, but it didn't stand the test of time.
Okay. That's surely a piece of evidence worth focusing on.
We have another reputable guy coming up.
Okay, 1962.
Or girl.
1962. Okay.
Sigurur Blondal.
Blondel.
Blondel. You're very good at this.
No, I'm saying it confidently. It could be completely wrong.
Head of the National Forest Service.
Whoa!
And two others with him had a sighting.
Oh, so to him. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and two others with him. Ah, okay.
So this is Legitsky.
This is Legitsky. Yeah, okay, all right. I'm excited.
So, because we're coming into the real world now. Like, where people are writing things down and there's maybe the internet. When did the internet come around?
I have no idea.
You should know.
The 70s?
All right.
Slightly before the internet.
I think my dad was alive.
This guy probably lived to see the internet.
Good on him. And then probably wrote it down.
At some point.
There we go.
All right.
Okay, so Siggy says... I've just called him Siggy.
Siggy. All right.
At first, it seems to be just a long streak that moved along the water. However, as they watched it for longer, he noted that it would rise and fall above the water level. The sighting lasted over 10 minutes. As a man of science, he has never been able to fully explain what he saw.
Okay.
His words.
His words, not mine. Okay.
Not yours.
Well, obviously not. All right, that's something. That's definitely gonna. Like, he could be. You sometimes get people who have drifted into high positions who have some crazy opinions. He probably doesn't have crazy opinions about forestry because that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you always get, like, Harvard physicists saying crazy shit about climate change. And you're like, well, oh, okay, you're not a climatologist, so, like, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. But admittedly, like, he's a forestry guy, right? So yeah. He spends his life wandering around.
And probably that area the wilderness.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, so I
and
guess
two others.
Sighting animals and plants and shit is kind of his job.
Yes.
All right.
And he would know what's in that river. Like...
Lake.
I think there might be a difference.
And there is a difference cool. between lakes and rivers.
Yeah, this is a lake monster, not a river monster.
Not a river monster.
Although that's a good TV show. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. You showed me that. Okay.
Cool.
And it's Frank Star 2. Okay, that's pretty convincing. That's almost decisive, I'd say.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
Gets better.
Okay.
1965, so only, you know.
They had cameras then. Oh, but maybe not.
Maybe not, like,
maybe
everywhere.
Not disposable. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
Employees at the forestry station saw the worm monster swimming up the lake. They followed it by car to the edge of the forest, but the creature disappeared into the distance. So employees of a forestry station.
Okay.
Employees.
All right, yeah, this is bordering on, like, if they're all making it up, this is like a forestry conspiracy, which seems unlikely.
Yeah.
Okay,
good.
Okay. Oh. I'm not convinced entirely. I would want some photo evidence.
Oh, you just wait.
I just wait. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
So, sonar technology starts to become used more and more in the lake.
Fantastic.
On boats.
Ah,
and
I love
large
it.
Masses between the water's surface and the bottom of the lake start to be seen every now and then that they can't explain.
Mm-hmm. It could be... Huh. It would be... But this would be a discovery in and of itself. I know in the biggest lake in the world, or the deepest lake in the world, Lake Baikal, they have seals that live in there, which are large masses between the surface and the bottom. But I think that's the only lake with seals living in it.
Yes. Well, also, this is, like, because people think that this might be a frilled shark. But you have to remember this is landlocked. So glacial ice to the start of it. And then series of waterfalls before it gets to the sea. So there's nothing coming up. Like, even seals would have to climb some mountains to get into this lake.
Yeah, I have no idea how seals got into Baikal.
Is that landlocked?
It is landlocked. Very landlocked.
Interesting.
This
is also fur-raising, although seals go everywhere.
Okay. Yes. All right. Carry on.
Cool. No worries. So, there was one reporter of a depth sounder once noting something curled up. This is a bit weird. He describes it very, like, he could see into the water, but he obviously couldn't. Anyway, he noticed something curled up in an overhead hanging bank far below the water's surface. So he could tell that the bank kind of overhanged, and he could tell that there was something curled up underneath that overhang.
Okay.
I don't know how, but that's all I have on that information.
Okay, all right.
1983. So this is an interesting one. This is a little bit, like, left of field, but I think it's really cool. Contractor Vladimir Benedictson.
You're bad at this.
No, okay, you say
you shouldn't be the name person. I should be the name person. All
right, say that name.
All right. Are you sure it's Vladimir, not Vladimir?
Yes, this is copy and pasted.
Oh, okay. Your credibility is torn to shreds. Okay, Vladimir Benedictson. Yeah.
Cool. All right, I'm going to call him Benny.
Benny, okay.
So he led a group of men assigned to furrow telephone cables in the ground of East Iceland.
Okay.
All of them. So they had to establish them from one side of the lake to underneath the lake and to the other side.
Okay.
The cables had to cross the water to continue to the other side of the lake. As this lake is no stranger to the odd hunk of ice coming from the glacier and the legend of the worm monster was well known, the cables were specifically strengthened, wrapped in thick horse-made steel wire.
Horse-made. Megan has aphasia. She's just stopped being able to speak.
It makes no sense. Okay, whatever. So these
strengthened somehow.
Super strengthened. Super strengthened.
Well, that's not super strengthened. Like,
steel wire.
Okay.
Heaps, like, of steel wire around it, because I knew that a glacier ice could, like,
could
pass it in any second.
Okay.
Wait,
is this just so I understand the picture, right? This is the cable is going at the bottom of the lake.
Yes, from one side to the other underneath.
Okay.
So
how would ice cut it if it was at the bottom of the lake?
They can be huge ice things coming off.
That
like, it's
like,
an ice
dragging along glacier. The bottom of the lake?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you only see X percent of the iceberg and the rest of it's underneath. Who knows?
But they're floating.
There's also the worm monster there, so they know it can fuck with shit.
So okay. These engineers already believe in the worm monster because they've actually taken precautions to protect against
the worm
monster.
It's mostly the ice because they're men of science. Okay, or whatever.
All right.
So these cables also had to be super strong so they wouldn't wind up or kink. It lies super straight on the bottom of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So when Benny and his crew did the initial dive to perform the depth measurements, they saw the creature. So they're in the lake diving. In his words,
"That's crazy.
We noticed a mysterious mass that was lying under a hollow bank at considerable depth on the eastern side of the lake."
Under a bank again. Same as old mate sonar.
Man. Yes, correct. The mass seemed to be organic and moved around as we performed the measurements. So it was moving a bit as well. So
why were they not freaked the fuck out?
Because I had a job to do.
These are professional, well-trained telephone line like layers.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Although disturbed, they completed the job. And connection was tested once they finished wiring everything up. So they tested it once they finished.
Okay.
Didn't work. Using instruments to locate the failure, they traced it down to where they had, like...
where they'd seen the sea monster that they were, like,
yeah,
remarkably blasé about.
Correct.
Okay.
So this section of lake that was placed in the... section of cable that was placed in the lake was,
yes,
exactly where they noticed the mysterious mass earlier.
Okay.
Upon closer inspection of the specifically engineered and strengthened cable, it was badly damaged and torn up. Broken in 22 different places and like anything they had seen before. As Benny believed, the cable must have been destroyed from the belly of the beast itself. Unless
what?
It was through its mouth. So he thought either the belly of the beast scratched through it or it chomped on it.
Okay. Alright, so some part of the beast touched it.
Yeah, he thinks the beast fucked it up.
Either the head or the bit that isn't the head. Benny's a smart chef.
They didn't mention
he's
the
ruled out all the possibilities. Yeah, you're right.
Don't give Benny a hard time, right?
Probably not the tail.
He was brave. He stayed in his job.
Yeah. So did they just think it was some organic mass, or they were like, this is a huge worm?
They were like, this is a huge fucked up thing. They were disturbed.
That's a weird story, but kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the summer of 1987, a young painter had a close-up encounter with a worm monster. The creature had crawled ashore... This is an interesting one. And looked tremendously long as it lay there with its body coiled countless times around the sides of the inlet. But yeah, I don't... That's bullshit.
You think that one's crap?
He must be high on paint fumes or something. That's bullshit.
Why?
It's out of the water. It's not meant to be out of the water.
It doesn't do that.
It's a lake monster.
It's
all... If it was out
it's
of the
in
water...
in the name.
If it was out of the water, people would see it more often.
More often. Okay.
This is just a painter trying to be famous.
All right, this is a strange collection of evidence, but some of it is quite... Oh, my God.
It goes on.
Okay, all right.
1999.
Literally 700 years of evidence. Okay.
Yeah, you can't argue with this shit. A farmer saw a peculiar creature swimming down the middle of the lake. He explained that it looked similar to someone doing breaststroke, although its head and neck rose regularly from the water. The creature was described as dark and became broader lower down.
Okay.
So one man who has written about the creature, Sven Birker Bronson, okay, whatever, said he encountered the terrifying serpent-like beast that lives in the lake when he was 7 years old. He says, "I was scared shitless." His words.
That's the appropriate reaction.
But he escaped unharmed. Now this is the ultimate sighting.
Okay, all right.
2012. Mm-hmm.
Fresh.
One morning.
Fresh sighting. One morning. Excellent. One cold morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Cold. Hjortur Kjartolf. Oh, shit.
Oh, you know, that is hard. You're on your own.
Who lives on a farm that overlooks a lake, was making a cup of coffee in the morning in his kitchen. So
mm-hmm.
He's looking through a window in his kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And on the lake, he saw something weird. He saw something snaking through the water. He watched it for a little bit and then went, fuck it, I'll go grab my camera.
Oh, we're gonna get it. Yep. We're gonna get a photo. This never happens.
Or are we?
Oh.
That's
right.
Even better.
Okay.
After watching... Okay, no, I haven't even... He filmed it.
He filmed it? Fuck!
Yes.
All right.
So after watching / filming for a few minutes, he had to go to work. So when he arrived home... I know. What a champ. When he arrived home, it was dark, so he couldn't see it. He couldn't see into the lake. And then the next day, it was totally gone. So it's not like it was something there and that was just going to be there for weeks. It was something weird. And then in 2014, an expert of...
Wait, pause. So we don't need to do the episode anymore. Like, let's just look at the video footage and we'll be like, oh, look, there's a huge snake in the, in
well,
the lake. Well,
people think it's not real. People think...
Have you got the video?
I have got the video. I've got the link to the video.
Oh,
I need your internet.
Okay.
Yeah, you can watch me try and work out how to work an iPad.
Maybe once.
I don't know how to iPad. Don't look at episode 2. Okay. All right, sorry. I'll just Google it here and we'll just go small screen.
Alrighty. But when I miss all of the like immaculate detail of this convincing
No,
movie.
It's a cryptid video.
Let the record show that thinks this video is a piece of shit.
It's actually really good, but I don't know. Anyway, no, we'll get to there. It goes on for a while, so like I don't want to show you all of it, but we'll just watch it until you get...
I thought it was like a couple of minutes, because you had to go off to work.
Yeah, but like a couple of minutes is quite a lot for like these sort of things.
For our generation.
Right.
Alright, sorry, we're watching the real video now. Okay.
So see how it's snaking? And it looks like it's going against the current.
Oh my god, that looks like a real thing! It could just be a pile of shit though. No, I mean, like, it could be like a string of garbage. It looks like it has a head.
Hmm. And it looks like it's causing ripples. Oh shit, causing ripples behind it.
Oh no, is that the end?
Yes.
That is 30 seconds, that's not 4 minutes.
Okay, I was wrong. So, in 2014...
That's a surprisingly good cryptid video.
Yes,
that is,
I think
that is
so.
Not like a UFO sighting, like a blur in the distance.
Yeah. So in 2014, an expert panel of judges thought that the video was genuine. So he himself, who filmed it, didn't do any photoshopping or anything weird. The video itself was genuine.
Oh, so it wasn't tampered with.
Yes.
Right, right. So like electrical
like,
experts,
yeah,
or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I believe in the monster, but I don't actually believe in that video.
Why don't you believe in that video?
There's been some sort of examinations into it, and it's most likely something caught in the ground, and then like a fishing net, and then ice chunks, shards caught. Because
yeah, okay.
if you look at it for long enough, it's not actually... It looks like it's moving, but it's more of an optical illusion, because it's not actually... It's keeping pace. It's not moving compared to the bank next to it.
Okay. That's upsetting.
So, I believe the dude, I believe he was like, what the fuck is that? Took a video, not thinking he was, you know, being disingenuous.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about the video.
Because that's troubling, because if you don't believe in the video, and it's just a fishing net that's caught some ice and looks kind of like a snake, maybe that's what happened all the other times.
No, but because there were...
There's been fishing nets there
forever,
right?
People watching it. Like come and go,
coming out of the water,
yeah, like organically take a breath or surface and then dive back down.
That's true, because this was just if we go with your interpretation and this is just a heap of ice caught in a net that could never form humps and come out of the water.
Yeah,
okay.
And it
certainly
wasn't
couldn't
going...
go into land and like slither around.
Yeah, well that was bullshit.
But that's bullshit. Okay.
He was, yeah, and it wasn't going like up and down like it's been described. It was,
and it wouldn't
staying...
go underwater because ice floats.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, like, the fact that he didn't watch it for all that time. He went to work and came back and it was gone the next day. Okay, but maybe, like, there was more of a swell and it just took it away.
Okay, all right.
So,
okay.
Like, I'm glad I got you excited.
This is a good haul of evidence. I was expecting, like, a heap of steaming shit, really. I was expecting bad evidence, like UFO evidence or something. Oh, we're not doing UFOs at some later stage, are we? Okay,
no.
Good.
Because they're real. I don't want to.
They're obviously real.
I don't want to. Again, I don't want to antagonize them. I just want to sleep in my bed calmly. I don't want to be abducted.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm convinced there's probably something in the lake.
Yay!
Specifically, the cable guy, the torn up cable. That's fairly convincing.
Yep.
The various forestry people.
Mm-hmm.
You
believe them over the Reverend and the Bishops?
And to a certain extent, the Reverend and the Bishop can get fucked. That's my reading of the evidence so far. And the randomized landers, like,
okay.
I guess they could have just been...
Well,
I'm not sure what to make of them.
I don't know if you know this, but I've been there.
Have you?
Yes.
You went there when you were in Iceland?
I went there when I was in Iceland.
Oh my god, did you know about all this stuff?
Yes, I did.
Oh!
And I have a little bit of a sighting story.
That's... No, what?! Oh, this is crazy.
This is why I did it for episode number one, because I passionately believe in this thing.
Oh my god.
Okay, okay. All right. So I was...
This is fantastic.
I did an Icelandic...
I'm so privileged.
You're most welcome. I went to Iceland when I was 18, which was actually in 2012. So I believe I was there just before this video came out. So I did not see this video and then go there. I went there and then saw this video. And I was on a tour and I had a lovely Icelandic... lovely lady taking us on the banks, and it is a spooky place. There's like pine forest, at least the bit where I was, pine forest that looks like they could hold some other crazy cryptid. And then it's not like sand like in Australia, it's rocks and pebbles on the sides, and then it is like milky white water, like gray milky white water. And then there's like these crazy classic mountains in the background with fog and stuff, and you're like, stuff's happening.
Shit's weird.
So we were walking along the bank and she was telling us stories about it, and now this is not that exciting, I didn't see anything in the water, but we did stumble across a decapitated duck on the side. Like, its head was ripped to pieces, and we were like, oh! And this beautifully soft-spoken, gorgeous Icelandic lady was like, oh, sorry about that. That's our Icelandic worm monster. The ducks land on the lake, and there's not much fish, so it has to eat ducks as well, and they attack it. And if they're full, they'll just rip it to shreds, and it washes up. So we saw, like, the remnants of a duck that had not been eaten. It's not like it drowned or like was sick and died, it had been torn to pieces. And like, there are Icelandic foxes in Iceland, but there's no like tigers or anything weird. There's nothing that can do that sort of damage. It was super
was more
weird.
Than a fox, but a fox can tear a duck to shreds, right?
Yeah, but they're
was
really
more than foxy.
It was more than foxy. These Icelandic foxes are tiny and they're rare, so like,
okay.
This,
and they said it happens frequently around the lake.
Yes.
Okay.
So the worm monsters, I believe, eat ducks as well. Obviously, because there's not many fish in there. There's a lot of trout or salmon or whatever I said earlier. But they have to eat.
Side note, if I can interrupt.
That's it.
Briefly. That's
I saw
a very cool story.
It was very awesome.
I am amazed that you have personal cryptid experience.
Of course.
side note, I know there's this lake in Africa where these crazy fish live, Goliath fish, I think they're called.
Goliath tiger fish.
Yeah, the tiger fish.
Yeah.
And because there was not enough prey for them, they've started eating birds. And there's a video of one leaping up and eating a bird. And like they don't usually do that. Like,
please show me this.
I will show you afterwards. But I guess that's what you're talking about. Like, maybe the worms started eating ducks because fish are scarce or something. Could also be foxes that are like especially sadistic or something. I don't know.
Well, these are like Icelandic.
Like a sadistic Icelander, right? Ooh, pardon me. I mean, they could just be like some duck-hating dude who lives there.
His head was ripped. It was.
Were there stories about ducks going like this happening to ducks in the older stories?
Nothing specific to ducks.
Nothing specific to ducks.
Probably because yeah.
Okay, well, that's very cool. That's very cool.
It's very cool.
Okay.
So that's all the sightings.
That's a lot of sightings.
It was. Like, I apologize.
No. I'm surprised at the wealth of evidence.
Snow you in with evidence. and then I've got a section of proposed explanations. Just so I'm not, because I've done all the research, it's unfair of me to come across a proposed explanation and be like, well, not going to tell Patty about that.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the information, but I'm also going to give you why I think it's bullshit.
Okay. One of the proposed explanations there's a crazy worm monster in there?
No.
Or are these like
that is,
skeptical explanations?
That is skeptical explanations.
Okay, right.
The explanation is crazy worm monster.
Okay.
So, like I said before, like 100% of the sightings may not be all the worm monster. So, alternatives are gases erupting from the soil, because Icelandic is very volcanic. There's all sorts of crazy stuff happening there, and sometimes gases will go all the way to the surface and literally violently throw the water around. So people could see that and be like, oh my god, it's a worm monster.
I guess so. Yeah. It's not really a fleshy arch, though.
No,
it?
Exactly. Exactly. Icebergs floating down. Again, you'd know an iceberg if you lived in Iceland, I think.
Yeah, they're the ice people, right?
Tree trunks fallen from the forest nearby. Like, yeah, maybe, but...
These are bad explanations.
Exactly.
These are... No, that doesn't prove your point. This is just, you just collected a bunch of straw men, and you're like, well, it could be trees, because trees don't slither. Like, did anyone actually suggest this?
No, these are legit. People think this.
Okay, all right.
Morons.
Carry on.
And then the main one is frilled shark. So if someone says, like, hey, like, comments on that video are, you idiots, it's a frilled shark. But again... It's too cold, like, a little bit too cold for frilled sharks, I think. And it's a lake, not the sea. So these are, like, sea-living monsters.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, sharks. But it's landlocked, so they can't be, you know, stumbling up waterfalls to get into the lake. So I don't think it's a frilled shark.
Okay, the temperature thing, I don't know. The landlocked thing, I'm pretty sure there are seals in other landlocked lakes.
Because,
like,
seals...
thousands and thousands of years ago, they weren't landlocked, and they've become landlocked.
Mm.
That's how the seals got to Lake Baikal, which is nowhere near any sea. Mm. And, like, seals, that's the only lake in the world where that happened, because it's the only lake in the world that's huge and that used to not be landlocked, but now is.
Mm-hmm. Well, Iceland
so it
is
could be like that.
Quite a violently changing... country. It's quite a new country.
Yeah, so it could well be that it was once not landlocked.
I suppose
so. And there's some sharks left over there. It's
but
a big lake. They could live there, right? Could they?
If seals are going to be permanently there,
yeah.
They come out of the water a lot in their lives.
Yeah.
They sun themselves, which there's none. But you would see them on the shoreline.
Oh, no, I'm not suggesting there are seals in this lake. I'm saying it could be the same thing that happened with the seals happened with sharks in this lake.
Oh, I see.
The only evidence, I think, from the sightings you mentioned that would contradict that is people who've seen, like, a curled up, like, wormied kind of thing.
Oh, well, that was lies, though. I don't trust that bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So maybe it's sharks.
I don't think it's sharks, though, because frilled sharks are, like, they live really, really dark, deep depths. And have you heard of Hellcuttle?
No.
So in Iceland, there's a delicacy called Hellcuttle, and it's frilled shark, preserved, hung up for ages, and then carved off, and it kind of tastes like a bit of cheese. So they are well aware of what frilled sharks look like. They hunt them and eat them for generations.
Okay.
So, and they always, they don't come up to the surface very often. They're like deep, deep, deep dark
okay.
sharks.
Alright. Alright. Okay, that's reasonably convincing. Although, would the farmers around this lake be familiar with Hellcuttle?
Yeah, it's
like
there's
not Hellcuttle in the lake, right?
No. But I just don't think it's...
Or is there?
I just don't think so.
Okay.
I just, you can, like, you can fish for them. So surely someone would have pulled up a
Hellcuttle.
Well,
that's...
no, Hellcuttle is the food, the grilled frilled
shark. Okay, all right. Yeah, but, like, if they were there, these people presumably fished the lake.
Mm.
They would
just
have pulled
know,
one up.
Although they think it's inedible fish, but, so maybe there's not so much fish.
But still, you would have seen
just
one
think they
something.
Would know.
Can
they
you,
would know the
can
difference.
Can you fish a shark up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeremy Wade has done it.
Okay. That was a very quick answer.
I've seen that episode.
Okay, all right. You've somewhat sold me on the not being a shark.
There's something there.
Okay, all right. Is this, what, is there more that you want to say?
That's all I've got. I think there's, I 100% think there's something there. Fucking with ducks, eating some things, scaring some locals. I don't think it's huge. I think maybe it's big, but not, and people don't know what it is, so they're scared and they may be exaggerated back in the olden days, but
yeah.
I think there's... There's something. I don't know what. Maybe a huge fish? Or I don't think it's a dinosaur or anything. But it's like...
It has to be... Okay, wait. So, for it to count as a cryptid, it has to be weird, right? A huge worm would be weird. It would be a cryptid.
Yes.
A huge fish would not be.
It doesn't have to be weird to count as a cryptid. It just has to be not scientifically catalogued.
Yeah. It was a fish. Why has no one fished it up? I guess is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Or like... Okay, so that's what you think. I'm not sure what I think. I find a few of those sightings really convincing. I find others not at all convincing, including all the ones that describe it as worm-like, and the video of the worm-like thing, which probably you say is not...
I don't love it.
...the cryptid. So where does that leave us? There is probably something in the lake, I agree. Is it something we already know about? Well, actually, here, challenge to you.
Mm-hmm.
You think... Challenge to your suggestion that it might be a big fish. That isn't catalogued.
Yeah.
If it was a big fish, that faces the same objection as the, like, fin shark. Like, why is it not being fished up?
I don't know if it is a big fish. I'm not sold on that. That was just a suggestion thrown out. Don't hold me to that.
So, are you saying
it's
got to
be
worm or nothing?
I don't know. I think it's some sort of, like, Monster and beast are used all the time to describe this. Maybe it's this, like, cousin of whatever's in the Loch Ness. I don't know. Maybe it's something... I don't know. In my rational mind is saying it's got to be, like, a whale species or a fish species or, like, a shark.
You've told me that there's something big living in the lake.
Yes.
And you've told me that we don't know what it is.
Yes.
You haven't told me, I think, that it's something completely different from the kinds of things we already know live in these sorts of environments. I'm not convinced it couldn't be a shark or a big fish, and maybe of a sort that we already know exists.
Okay, then. I feel like I win.
You feel like you win? I'm impressed by all this. There's something weird living in that lake, something big and weird, and possibly a worm. There's a lot of worm shit going on. None of the really compelling sightings are worms, which is suspicious.
My worry is, though, if you get an earthworm, you put it in the water, it drowns.
That's true, but you got sea snakes and stuff. Like, there are wormy things that live in water.
Oh, okay.
I mean, obviously the ring stories are made up, but, like... Okay, this is...
All right,
cool. All right, so
we've...
I think we've agreed to disagree.
I think we can stop because I won.
I think it could be a perfectly normal fish.
There is no giant fish in that lake.
How do you know?
Because it's catalogued, like... There's salmon and they're little.
No, but I mean, maybe they're a big fish that fishermen can't catch.
Well, wouldn't you think that would be a different type of species that we don't know?
No, it could just be a huge... We know some huge fish, right?
Yeah, but like mostly in the sea.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a huge Atlantic like trout or something. I don't know.
Well, again...
The huge deep sea Atlantic fish that... Like, used to be in the sea and swam into this lake, and then the water levels dropped and it's been trapped in this lake.
Well, I would say if that is the case, it would be scientifically a new subspecies, at least.
Okay. All right, yeah, okay. There's something... It's a weird thing. There's definitely a weird creature in this lake. All right.
Sorted.
You win.
Okay. Good.
Good stuff.
Done. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Well, I think we'll wrap up now. And we have an idea, which would be cool. If you guys have any weird shit you've seen in the real world and you want to tell us about it, I would love to convince Patty that you were
That's true, because it would be great to have the kind of thing we had this episode with, like, Megan having seen something firsthand. It would be great to get that guy from you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
She can't see all the cryptids.
No, I have a job. Yeah, so send us if you've seen anything weird and out there that you can't really explain. You think you've seen the Yowie, or if you're a Sydney sider.
The Yowie?
Oh.
As in the kind of porn, I've seen the Yowie.
Oh, you have much to learn. We'll get there. But feel free to send that to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
Yeah, as many details as possible, please, because it's going to inform our discussion.
Mm.
Yeah.
But even if you say, I don't know what the fuck it was, but it scared me shitless, I think
that's cool. Fine. But
details.
But try more details than that.
But try harder.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've got some social sites set up if you want to follow us and like us and stuff.
So if you want to follow us on Facebook, it's Cryptid Addicted on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's Cryptid_Addicted. Oh, no. No, it's not. Scrap all of that. Fuck. If you want to follow us on Facebook or Twitter, we're just Cryptid_Addicted. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, we're Cryptid_Addicted.
Yes, because Instagram hates spaces.
Okay, I don't use Instagram.
You will now.
I will now. Oh, and if you want to send us a photo, if you happen to have a photo of a cryptid, post that to our Instagram.
Or, like, even if you don't know what it is, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Or send it to us. Email.
Don't just send us weird photos, though.
Like, don't send us selfies or
anything. Yeah, no.
But that'd be cool if you've got. Picks. Yeah, if you've taken a photo, you don't know what it is. I'll try and identify it for you because I know weird things.
Megan knows about these kinds.
I've done
of
my
things.
Research.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Until see you next week. Bye.